Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches. We are up to Siv Ches, the second line on page Kuf Yud Ches, which is the page following 234. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Al pas doichen upelizo o shal shar mine kitnios mevarach shahako v'acharav bori nefashos. Shulchan Aruch tells us, on bread that's made out of millet, or plizo, which is another type of kitnios, or any other types of legumes, the bracha is shahako, and afterwards is bar nefashos. So as opposed to other breads that normally out of the five grains we make a hamotzi, when it comes to rice we make a mezonos, when it comes to doichin or other kitnios, the bracha on the bread is shahako. Even though the bracha on the doichin itself will be hadama, when you make it into bread, the bracha actually goes down from hadama to shahako, and we'll discuss why, Amir Tashem, shortly in the Mishabura. The Rama says, Ha'oseh tavshul mishar mine kitnios, one who makes a dish from other types of kitnios, and the Mishabura is going to explain that included in that is the doichin. So if a person makes a dish out of doichin or other kitnios, so it depends. Im nisharu shleimen, if the kernels remain whole, v'tovim mevushalim kimochayim, and they taste good when they are cooked, like when they are raw, so then they remain with the bracha, and yamavarach bari priadama. They keep their bracha bari priadama. V'im nismachu lagamri, if they get crushed totally, o she'enan tovim mevushalim kechayim, where they're not as gishmak when they're eaten cooked as when they are eaten raw. So then, mevarach shahakol, then the bracha is downgraded and it is made shahakol. So to summarize, Siv Ches, the Mechaber tells us, bread that's made out of dochen or any other kind of kitnios, the bracha shahakol bar nefashos. But the dochen itself is bar priadama. And the Rama says, if you make a dish out of dochen or any other kitnios, so then if it meets two criteria, the bracha will remain bar priadama. Number one, that the kernels are shleimen. Number two, it tastes as good when it is cooked like when it is raw. So then it retains the bracha bar priadama. However, if it gets totally crushed, it's not recognizable anymore, or it's not as good cooked as it is when it is raw, so then the bracha is downgraded to shahakol. So says the Mishabura Siv Katan Lamagim al Apas Doichin, the Aftahim Pri Adama, even though Doichin is considered a Pri Adama, Va'al Yidei Shenasa Pas Ishtani Lamal Yusa, and through making it into bread, you have raised it to a higher darga. Mikol makom still, kevan da al yedei ze yotza mitaras pri, since through making it into bread it has lost its din of a fruit, so ein yochel lomar pri hadama. So you can no longer make the regular bracha on doichim, which is bar pri hadama, because of making it into bread you took it away from being a pri. So it has lost its bracha bar pri hadama. V'hamotzi ein mevarchin el b'chamishas minim. And you also can't make hamotzi on the bread from doichin, because the bracha of hamotzi is reserved for the chamishas haminim. So it lost its hadama, and it can't get the hamotzi, v'lochein mevarchin shahakol. Therefore the bracha actually goes down. Even though you raised up the doichin by making it into bread, it's now more chashiv, but the bracha goes down from hadama to shahakol. That is reason number one. Then the Mishabura says, v'eshalom or otam. It's possible to say another reason why the bracha is shahakol. Mipnei she'ein derech achilasel b'kach. That is not the normal way to eat doichin as bread. She'ein derech lasos pasmis. That's not normal to make it into bread. Alkein yivarech shahakol. Therefore, the bracha shahakol. So the Mishabura brings a second reason. It's not the normal way to eat it, and therefore the bracha is downgraded to a shahakol. V'hinei lufi tamze. According to this reason, b'medino shedarkon lasos pas miterkeshe vaitz. In a medina where it's normal to make bread out of corn. So again, the reason why the doichin bread is shahakol, according to the second reason, it's because it's not normal to make it into bread. But when it comes to corn, in a place where it's normal to make corn bread, so lechora the bracha will be bari pri adama, kevan shadarkin b'kach, since that's the normal way. Aval b'tshuvas chsam sofer simen nun masik. However, in the tshuvas chsam sofer, he comes out of maskona de b'chol mokom ein mevarchin bari pri adama. We still do not make a bari pri adama on the corn bread. Mitam de lo noti adaite de hachi. Because the corn is not planted with that in mind. It's not planted with the intention of being made into bread. Why is it planted? El ofos upitam avazos. Rather, it's planted to be fed to the birds or to fatten geese. And in a pressing situation, a person will sometimes make bread out of it. That's not the Ikar Pri. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer argues and says, the bracha will not be Borei Pri Adama. V'ein lo varach alayim Borei Pri Adama ayin sham. Ach mistapik sham, but the Chasam Sofer is mesupik over there, du laihu b'chlal oriz. Maybe the corn is really included in oriz. Shebrichaso ala pas v'ala tashal hu borim ne'mizonos. Where we learned earlier the bracha on the rice, bread, and dish is borim ne'mizonos. So maybe corn is the same thing. V'al kein hanochu nuchatchilo shelo yochlem ela toch hasuda. So therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, therefore the proper thing lechatchilo to do is not to eat it except during a suda, because it is a suffix exactly what the bracha is. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Os Lamedov, he writes, v'im yefshar lo lasos kein yevarach shahakol. If you're not able to eat it during a suda and you want to have it, then in fact the bracha that you would make would be shahakol, which again covers really all foods. Now, the Maisa, when it comes to corn bread or corn muffins that we have nowadays, it's not really noge what we're discussing over here, because when we go into a store and buy a corn muffin, it's really made out of wheat flour as well, and therefore the bracha will be mezonos. We're discussing over here something that's made only out of corn. So that's the discussion over here, exactly what the bracha would be. But a regular corn muffin that we buy in the store, that's really a wheat muffin with some corn flour in it. So that's why that will always be mezonos. We're discussing over here, again, a case of just bread made out of millet or bread just made out of corn. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Lamedalad Upulizo, B'Talmidei Rabbi Yonah Kosov Penitzo, V'akol Echad, it's all one thing. And what is that? V'hu min shehu zayin yoseh mishami nekitnios. It's a type of kitnios, but it's something that satisfies more than the average kitnios. V'kamash malam, the chiddush over here is, da'afilu achi, even though it satisfies more than the other kitnios, mevarchin alpito shahakol kashak kitnios. Still the bracha on the bread made out of this stuff is only going to be shahakol like any other case of kitnios. Sivkotan lamed hey. Again, by the mechaber that pas doichen or the pas polizo or any other kidneyos, the bracha shahakol v'hu adin al tavshil anasa mikemel shelhen ukid lakameh. And the same thing is going to be, like we'll see in the Rama shortly, like we saw in the Rama, any dish that is made from their flour, also the bracha will be shahakol. Sifkatan lamidvav is going in the Rama that says a dish that's made out of sharmine kidneyos, says the mishabura v'hu adin midoichen. Like we pointed out before, it's not only other types of kidneyos included in this din of the Rama is the doichim, lefi masha pasuk ha-mechaber mikodim, the doichim shavu l'kitnios, based on what the mechaber already told us, that doichim is equal to all other types of kitnios, and therefore, what the Rama says over here, that in order for it to retain the bracha, borei pri adama, when cooked, it has to be that their nisharu shleimim, and tovim uvushalim kemuchayim, also applies to the dish made out of doichim. Sivkatan lamidvav nisharu shleimim, criteria number one, to keep the bracha of adama, to not be downgraded to shahakul, has to be that it remains whole. Zakta Mishabura lived afka shleimim. It doesn't mean literally they have to be whole grains. Elokol shalom nismachu legamri. As long as it's not crushed totally, shadayin nikur tzas taran v'tzurasan. As long as it's still recognizable, the form of what it's coming from, birchasan bari priadama. The bracha will still be bari priadama. The alkein and therefore masha nukorin retzin akasha. What we call kasha, mevarchin bari priadama. Therefore, the bracha on kasha will be bari priadama. But if it was nismachu lagamri sivkotan lamedches, haynu davka sha'asa tavshil mikemel shal kitnios, this is specifically that you made the dish from the flour of kitnios, she'ein derech achilasa mekach, which is not the normal way to eat it, o shemiech osan derech kli menukov, or you crushed it by means of a vessel that has holes in it, she'ein dakin meod kekemach, which are very, very small holes like flour, o mashenasa minretzke shanukorin melech greifin, aval keshebisha la kitnios shleimen. But if you wouldn't do what we just discussed, but rather you would cook the kitnios whole, umiech osan mekach, and then you would crush them with a spoon, ikar derech achilasa mekach, that would be considered the normal way to eat it, and therefore, Va'od, and secondly, besides that it's a normal way to eat it, Shemamash and Kayim, there is Mamashas over there, you can see what you're talking about and what it came from, therefore the bracha will be Umavarach Bari Piyadama, it will retain its original bracha, and it will be Bari Piyadama. Sivkata Lamites, Osha'eno. So the Mechaber said, if it was crushed totally, or it was not as good when it was Mavushal as when it was Chai, the bracha is downgraded Shakal, Kamosha Kosov, Simon Reish Hei, Sif Aleph. And finally, Sibkata Mem Mevara Shahakol, the bracha will be Shahakol, Ubidyeved Sheberach Bare Priyadama Kasav Bechayodam Diyotza. So it says the Mishabura that Bidyeved, even though when these items made out of the kidneys are totally crushed, or they're not as good cooked when they are raw, and now they are cooked with a bracha supposed to be shahakol. If b'dieved one did make a bar priadama, the chayadam says he's yotze. And if you look at note number 34, he writes v'chein le'inyan ugio sha'osim mikemach tapuche adama kugom pesach. When it comes to Pesach, the majority of the cake and cookies is made out of potato flour, and the bracha really is shahakol. But based on this psak, Rishul Mazalman Paskins, if you made borei priadama, you realize made from potatoes. So you thought potatoes, you made a borei priadama, you would be yotzei b'dieved. A more common mistake is a person forgets that it's made out of potato flour altogether, and he makes a mezono, so that would be totally on the machlokas we have between the Chavetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan, if borei mezonos covers all foods. According to the Chavetz Chaim, mezonos covers all foods, just like shahakol. Let's see now the bir halacha, the bir maskla, pas doichin. When it comes to dochen, many rishonim hold the brachaso borei mine mizonos k'ma'ores. So although the machaber is passing over here that the bracha on the pas doichen is going to be shahakol, there are many rishonim that hold that the pas made from dochen is like the pas made from ores, and the bracha is mizonos. And now the Bir Halacha gives us a very long list. We'll go through it quickly. Halohema das hagon shehuva b'tamidei Rabbein Yonah. The gon brought down in Tamidei Rabbein Yonah. V'gam hu maskim shamakein. He's also maskim to that. V'chinu gam ken das harosh v'harayvid v'ha'eshkel v'harzerua b'shem Rabbein Yehuda. V'shibali halekid b'shem Rashi v'harro'o b'chidusha v'alariv v'hariyaz v'agos maimini b'shem moro v'harokeah v'abudraham. All these Rishonim, Kol Elu Sovrim, Da'orez V'Dochen, Din Echad L'Shneem B'Chadavar. They say, again assuming Orez is rice, Dochen is millet, or really either way, they all have the same din, and therefore the bracha on the bread would be mezonos. Aye, the Mechaber says it Shahakol. Ustimas HaMechaber Hu Rak Das HaRif V'Ramam V'Rabbeinu Yehuda. And really what the Mechaber is passing over here is only the Shita of the Rif, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yehuda. V'tzorach Iyon Ala Mechaber and Sfertach HaVas Chayim. In these investigations on the Mechaber, Shesosam Kein Ladina, that he writes this Stam as the Din, Neger HaRosh V'Chol Hana Rishonim Honim B'Shitasu, against the Rosh, and so many Rishonim that argue with the Rif and the Rambam. Why is the Mechaber going with the minority view? V'ulai shelo hayu l'neged einov. Maybe he didn't know about these other Rishonim. He didn't have them in front of his eyes. Mi'acha shelo hiviyam v'beis Yosef. And says the Chavetz Chaim, that's very likely the case, because l'maisa the Mechaber first wrote the Beis Yosef, and we don't see him bringing these Rishonim either in the Beis Yosef. Ulefize, according to this, after lo nothek mizechurba, even though it will not be a disaster, the bebircha shahakol yotze al kodaver b'dieved. So even if you follow the Mechaber and you make a shahakol, and all those other Rishonim say it's supposed to be in his own Oslamai, so we know Shahakol covers everything, so there will be no disaster coming out of following the Pesach of the Mechaber. But I'll call upon him. But Zatach HaVatzchaim, at the very least, Misha Rotz Levarach Barimine Mizonos, one who wants to follow the Rov Shitos that hold that the past Doichin is Barimine Mizonos, Ein Mochin Biyodo, you should not protest against him. Kein Niril Anias Daiti, so it seems in my humble opinion. V'da'od, and he says further, you should know, the Yesh Kamri Rishonim Shes Sovrim De'lav Davka Orez V'Dochen. Some say it's not only Orez and Dochen that are Mizonos. Tehu Adin Shar Minim Shanu Yodim Dezayin V'Sayed Alev. Even these other Minim, that we know that they satisfy Dinam Kamo Orez V'Dochen and Mavar Parim Mizonos. They also have the same din as Orez V'Dochen, and the bracha on them as well would be, on their bread at least, would be Parim Mizonos. We will stop here and continue with Shem Vayter tomorrow with Sif Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.